Hey, good morning, guys. My name is Jamal, Young Flex on the motherfucking beat, bitch. Today's podcast is questions and random. Now, I ask you, and I ask myself too, where are you and where do you stand for who you are? Tough questions asked me as a young man, still a young man, only 29. Birthday just passed. Now, a young guy asked me the same question because he was asked to an older guy. And it was funny because the older guy asked me too. Coincidence, you know. So I asked myself, where am I located? And where do I stand as a person? And I said, life is what you make it, you know? So it's no really one word to explain where you're located at now. Cause me, I'm more like a open-minded person. So you can say, well, where I'm at, I might be standing on the corner, or where I'm at, I might be thinking about something else, or where I'm at, I might, you know what I'm saying? That part that us individuals know where we're coming from, we can't even explain that, or energy, stuff like that. But, you know, we get a lot of questions about where we want to be and how we want to become a person and how we build each other up when we see somebody's down. And that's just human nature of how we want to be as people. So, you know, I grew up brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody tell me nothing, you know what I'm saying? I did all by myself. You know, I try to teach them things that when I learned out there about how they want to do things, you know, and I want to do things, you know, so. But I realized that your past, your heritage always come into play in life, you know. So that's one big part of life, like you can't really think of real hard. You just got to just go with the flow and try to transition different ways, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to transgression through life. Through the past, you know what I'm saying? You want to do the opposite, you know what I'm saying? Because you would come from a different life. So people say we clones out here though, but I believe that somewhat, but not really. But we all got different mindsets, you know, we all got different fathers, you know what I'm saying? We all got different beliefs, and we want to humble ourselves in the best way to keep people from fucking us up on our own life paths and shit. So, you know, so that's why I started this podcast and everything, just to open my mind up to it, because it helps me speak to who I want to be and speak like what I want to do. Like, so, you know, my main thing is to be open my own t-shirt company, you know. So, like, and then help other young kids, because, you know, I got nephews out here now. They young, they ain't doing nothing. They still held under their mother titties and stuff, but still, you know, I just want to be ready and prepared to start what I got to do for my family, you know. So I try to stay humble, you know what I'm saying? Stay out of the wolf pack, you know, do what I gotta do with my own. But at the end of the day, you don't need a group of motherfucking people to tell you what you gotta do. Do it yourself, you know what I'm saying? I always tell myself, I came out the womb by myself, even though I got five other people behind me, or, you know what I'm saying, one in front of me, still, I gotta do what I gotta do as a person, you know what I'm saying? So, where you're located and where you stand as a person. That's the most topic question of today in random. You know, I want to end this topic on this podcast with, you know, peace, love, and everybody do what they got to do. Spy, you know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody get in your shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a great music. We'll do whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's keeping me humble. Good music. You know what I'm saying? Young Flex on the motherfucking beat, bitch. I'm out. Bow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have a guest right in here, right next to me. Her name is Sadia. She wants to say hello.
Hello.
How you doing today, Sadia?
Good.
That's good. You know what's up today?
Yeah. I was trying to go to the park, and Mom said, no, it's not. That was a shower. It is this bedtime.
Okay. Right. I caught most of what you were saying, but you didn't try to answer my question. I was trying to ask a question to you before you just went, like, ramp it in. But can I ask my question to you?
Yes.
All right. So how was your day?
Great.
That's wonderful. What did you eat today?
I just eat cheeseburger and hot dogs.
Cheeseburger and hot dog? Yeah. I like cheeseburger and hot dog. I think they're good. Especially when you go to a football game and you eat them and watch a game. I love games.
Yeah, me too.
You too?
Yeah.
Respect! Okay. So, we're going to get some more things. So, how old are you, Sadia?
5.
Oh, you're 5. Are you a good girl or bad girl?
Good girl.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So, what'd you get for Christmas?
Mom is giving me a house, 2 Shimshai dogs, and mine has 6 with Shimmer and Shine. She has 6 Shimmer.
Shimmer broken.
Oh, that's nice. You know, we got a lot of hecklers. I want y'all to just ignore the background things, you know. I'm gonna hire some security, right? Eventually, once I start getting popping on this genre. Okay. Goddamn. Anyway, back to... Man, if I got another guest over here. Oh, she just came in. What's up, Dariana?
What's up?
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Man, how was school today?
No comment.
Pause. Right now. Rewind with that question again, because I don't like that. What'd you do today in school, Dariana?
Mr. Huston didn't come. He came late.
Oh, okay. That's bad on his behalf. All right, so what did you do?
Nothing.
All right, besides nothing, what did you do sitting at the desk?
Writing.
Draw a picture.
What type of pictures?
A picture.
A picture?
Yes.
What is the type of? Was it a happy picture, a bad picture?
A happy picture, just a picture.
Oh, cool. Did you color it? No. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate your day?
3. 1.
All right. Okay. Well, I only got about 7 seconds on this. I'm just going to end this right now. Y'all have a good night, and hopefully my bills get paid. Have a good night.
Dang. Things ain't looking right for a young brother, man. I be on some real stuff, guys. Real stuff, guys. See, life ain't just in a box. Open your eyes to everything. Focus on things. You'll realize you're going to see the things in front of you ain't really what you think. But I'm on some like nice crime vegan type shit. I don't want you no vegan birds though, but I want to be real free and fresh and all that though. But I be into people that's into divine stuff like that. And I be on, shout out to YouTube and all of them. You know, promoting all these people to get their things up. But hopefully they help me look at my page, you know, get me on too. But anyway, yo, it's this big, big topic on this guy named, I'm going to say NB. If you know what I'm saying, comment on it, whatever you want to say, whatever though. But I'll be watching them videos on this weirdo boy. Like, you know, he used to be. At one point, he wasn't weird to me, but now when I start watching it more, it's like, oh, now this man is weird. He's drawn. He out of pocket. So if people listen to this, they know what I'm talking about. They get their perspective on what I'm trying to say, though. But we need to stop this man, MB. Yeah, MB, this nigga out here doing dumb stuff. He got herpes. He drawn. He out here pregnant girls and passing them around like they motherfucking hot plates. You know, it's crazy out here. Can't have that out here. I can't have that out here. Pretty much where I'm from, he trying to destroy where we're from to make him where he is better than where we is. But pretty much, we want to be where he at, but he ain't doing it right. People putting their money up for him. This boy NB drawn. He drawn real bad. Yeah. Anyway, I'm about to end this real quick. And put some more up here too. I have some more content. So this is just a opening up to my podcast, YoungFlex_TWC215. Holla at your boy. Bop. Good afternoon. What's popping, young people? This is YoungFlex_TWC215 coming straight at you on my podcast, yo. Hit me up, like my shit. Don't be playing with me, yo. For real. Let's get into this content I'm about to tell y'all about. Yo, I was walking down the street, right? No more for me to start it off. I'm going to say, Chivalry is Dead. That's the title. Chivalry is Dead. Why I say that? All right, here we go. I was walking down the street, right? About to go, you know, to the store, get me something, you know, eat, whatever like that. Some joint came in front. Nice joint, nice head, thick waist, you know what I'm saying? Nice butt, all that. Nice tight. Gave the girl a compliment. Joint turned around. I'm going to say, what you say to me? I was like, what's up, gorgeous? How you doing? You look very beautiful tonight. My fault. You looking very beautiful today, you know. Then she gonna say, don't you talk to me like that. You don't know where I'm from. XYZ, XYZ, right? I said, oh, snaps, my bad. So she might have had a bad day. Out of nowhere, she starts screaming for this cop up the block, literally. I turned, I didn't even know the cop was up the block. This nigga was doing something else. She ran, yelling, screaming, all this shit. I'm like, what the hell? I'm scared of shit. I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck I do? This motherfucker come running hard as hell at me. I'm about to fucking book. But I stood there like, hold on, I ain't do shit. So she tells him saying that I was abusing her, harassing her, or some shit. I'm like, what? I said, all I said was, how you doing? You looked beautiful. And that's far as I went. I ain't go no level as, yo, you got a thick ass butt. Yo, that shit fat. You know what I'm saying, shorty? I ain't even come at her like that. I was trying to be like nice. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I ain't even ask for the number. I was just complimenting. That was just corny. But the cop asked me all these dumb ass questions and shit. Like, I was really in the wrong. But then he see how this chick was snapping about other things in her head. He looked at her and I looked at him. I said, yo, what's up? He said, just go. And I said, this world crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what to say. These girls got life fucked up now. You know what I'm saying? You can't say nothing to these girls sometimes. This girl's been beat up, slapped around, all crazied up by the other guys now. Guys like, other guys try to boost them up. They start snapping like, I'm not saying all girls like that, but that one was just, she was out of pocket. But I still got my own way, dog. Shit, I get bitches any day. It don't make it different for me. So, shit, she was just another joint. I didn't even care, but just for that thing right there, I say Chivalry is Dead. Fuck all that, nigga. I ain't holding the door for no chick. She better catch up. Give 2 seconds, I'm gone. No disrespect. I got a mom, I got a grandma. At the end of the day, I'm a man. You ain't gonna disrespect me. And that's how it's gonna be. And I ain't gonna disrespect you. And that's how it's gonna be. We keep it cordial, make this money in this world. You know what I'm saying? We do how we do as adults. But if you be on some dumb shit, you're gonna get fucked up. I got sisters. I get your ass fucked up. Take a picture of your ass. It's easy. Don't play with me. Yo, but this be on some real shit right here. This is my podcast. I'm be on some real content shit, how I be doing, how we walking, how we tell you everything, I'll make a difference. Just give me some questions and I answer them, you know what I'm saying? Or if you like something I want me to do on here, I ask, say stuff that I want, have stuff to say, whatever. So, you know, it's YoungFlex_TWC215, hit me up. Bop!
I ain't playing.
Whoa, I'm back. It's YoungFlex_TWC215. You know I'm going to be on this podcast. So you know, let me go straight to it. The question of the day is, how old was you when you got your first fight? It's like when you bust your first nut, my nigga. When you had to knock that nigga out to prove that, yo, I ain't no pussy. You know what I'm saying? What age was you when you had got your first fight? I'm going to tell you mine real quick. Mine was in, man, I was like, real fight, not no dumbass fight, real fight. It was like, yeah, I say high school, because most of the other fights, I just knock niggas out. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not saying I'm the best, but yeah, people thought I was crazy and I was growing up. Motherfuckers didn't wanna fucking fight my ass. I'd knock your ass out. I don't bite people, but I have a tendency to body slamming and punching your ass and still body slamming you at the same time. Sometimes I don't throw my hands. Like, I was a young boy, I used to play, I was rough, I like football, so shit. I body slam your bitch ass. You try to play me, nigga. I got the strength too. I was cocky too. Shit, they say that ADD shit being motherfuckers like us, like, so shit though. But nah, I'ma say real fight was in high school, really. I was like 15. Me and my boys, whatever. We came from another school, whatever, going to high school and things. Thought we was gonna rock for each other. We was gonna look up for each other because the school we was going to had other people and shit like that that was going against people on the other bridge. You from North Philly, you know what I'm talking about. So if you went to Douglas, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas on the other bridge or ridge, whatever, niggas be drawn. I'm telling you that, straight up. Nah. But this fight was more intervened towards on our side, on Diamond's side, on the bridge though. And all of us grew up together and shit. So my man, you know what I'm saying? My book boy, him calling his name C, he always helped us out. He ran the crew, he's a big boy, he's the talk boy. Then I got my man R, that's the pretty boy. He be getting girls and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then it's me, the nigga, I'm quiet as hell. But if somebody wanna fuck with somebody, I'm gonna just, hey, it is what it is. I just be like that shit. I don't know why I was like that, but I was like that and shit. But no, anyway, yeah. I mean, C told my man R, like, yo, it's a boy named T.E. wanna fight you and shit, whatever. So we said, all right, bet, you know what I'm saying? It's 1-on-1, boom, meet up, boom. Long run, so at the school, meet up, get to the block, boom. 1-on-1 came out like 30 seconds, 1-on-1, out of nowhere. One of his mans came on, swing on R, boom, hit R. All right, seen that shit. Then my man C, he jumped, said, chill, 1-on-1. Then the boy T, he started grabbing him, holding him up. Then everybody started jumping on my man all crazy. So I said, oh shit, what's going on? Like, it's a jump. Shit, I don't fuck, say no more. Boom, go in that bitch. Grab one boy, he gonna say, yo, get off my cousin, dog, get my cousin. I said, man, fuck you, dog, get my man. Like, what the fuck wrong with you, dog, get my man. You think this is, pussy? You think this is, nigga? Then the cops came, we book it, boom. So we get to our side, William Dick, boom, crossover, boom, hit that side, everything. We thinking that the fight's over and shit, but we still run to these niggas. So this shit is deeper than this because all of us know each other from the same school. It's crazy and shit. So man, Ken, from another boy on the TE side, the boy Ken, he gonna say, man, why you jump in the fight? You ain't have to do that, Ma. You drawn. I'm like, man, that's my man, thug. Fuck out of here with that dumb shit. What you want? He said, nah, my man want to rumble you. I'm like, it don't make a difference to me. Boy came up in my face, man. He even tried to swing. He just started talking. I dropped my coat. Boop. Hit that nigga right on his face. Boy started leaking. Hit him hard. And this is the funny shit about this fight, yo. I'm about to twist it up on y'all. Because y'all thinking friends are friends. But people who you really is your friends ain't really your friends. But let me tell you, not everybody your friend or who you think they is. Beating the nigga up, boom, 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 boom. Tearing this nigga up, bang, 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 bang. I feel footprints on my back. I don't see nobody or my mans around me. All I see people be stumping. So I just got up, jumped up that crowd, book it, ran. Start hauling ass. Mm-mm. Then I say one dude trying to beat my head, trying to hit me. So I swung on him. Hauling ass. So I said, y'all niggas not jumping my ass, man. Fuck out of here. So I get to my old school, boom. Why my people ask me the dumbass question? Ma, why did I run? I said, where the fuck with y'all? He gonna say, oh, you were fighting? I said to myself, you know what? It's blessed for me to be by my motherfucker self. It really is. Cause you can't trust no motherfucker buddy. Then I had this banging ass coat, real nice ass coat, nice banging, Sean John with the fur and everything. I said, did one of y'all grab my coat? They said, oh, Ma, did you have a coat? I'm like, oh, these niggas want to play dumb. I'm ready to drill on all these niggas. All these niggas. I'm ready to fight everybody now because I'm snapping. It's 30 degrees below in Philadelphia. Why wouldn't I have a fucking coat? Shit don't make sense. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going home because I was only 2 blocks up. Walked home. Never talked to them niggas ever again. They see me. I don't say shit to them niggas. Ma, what's up? Whatever. Oh, you ain't? Nope. Because I'm ready to fuck all them niggas up. But yeah, that's one of my craziest fights I had in my life, yo. You know, but like I said, I make my podcast short on this joint up. I'm making some more joints and get some features on this bitch and hosts on this hoe, you know what I'm saying? This is YoungFlex_2C215, yo. Hit me up. Bow. Fuck your mother in the whoop.